Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
With
La Crush Hearts.
Everybody knows me.
And if you don't know me, this is the place to find out all about me. Welcome to Crushing After Dark. I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts, and it is Thursday, February 13th, Valentine's Day Eve, if you will. Today we have an awesome show lined up for you. I have adult toy store owner of Novelty Shop, Miss Lachey Jones, holding down with me for the first half, and then we also have Texas indie rapper and videographer, Mr. Nooney Jr., coming in to give us his male perspective about the whole Valentine's Day shenanigans that's going to be happening all this weekend. Shout out to the East Coast that was hit with the winter snowstorm all day long, all day tomorrow. Everybody's been posting videos and pictures of the whiteness all over the roads and the and the trees and the, you know, people getting called off from work and school. I hear the southern states, Georgia, state of emergency and everything. I don't know. But shout out to everybody that's just making waves, trying to stay warm and, you know, just enjoying the relaxation, because that's what this winter storm is bringing, so relaxation. You got everything that you need. You're just chilling, relaxing, and waiting for it to pass on by us. So, without further ado, I'm going to get into some jams, and then when I come back, we're going to bring in Miss Lachey Jones, and we're going to get up into some Valentine gift ideas. I know it's the last moment. You're supposed to be playing this months ago, but we're going to give y'all a good, nice couple of gift ideas that you can maybe purchase online. I mean, don't have to be for Valentine's Day. It can be for any day, just as long as you're showing that love and that support and you got that person on your mind. I believe they'll let you slide or be a little cheap. You know, it is a storm for most of us. So, you know, you have a good excuse. Baby, God did it. Oh, my goodness. I'll be right back, folks. You're tuning to Crushing After Dark.
Still, 2G, 2000 watts, yeah.
They have a meeting in my
my roadie, girl, I see it's almost time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I hope you're getting ready, girl, and don't forget the wine. Yeah. How long is it gonna take you? Tonight is just for you and I, and it's gonna be so fly.
So fly, so fly. What?
I like having you around, so I gotta put you down. Be there or be square.
Thank you.
R&B for your soul. Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Welcome back, good folks, to Crushing After Dark. I am your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hart. And it is the day before Valentine's Day. So I decided to debut my new Thursday show just on that day. Why? Because it was easy to do. I want to give a quick shout out to this group on Facebook that's like really going hard at me because I posted about my show and like they going hard. So shout out to this fuck you group because fuck you three times and then some. So there we go. Oh my goodness. I mean, they're angry in there. I'm a walrus now. I'm a fat bitch. I got three necks. All because I put a posting up there and I wouldn't say hi to them. Okay. If that's the way y'all want to work it, then, you know, work it. I don't care. Like, it's Facebook. Duh. Anyway, folks, 805-830-8320. Just a bit. I got the owner of Adult Toy Store, the novelty shop, Lachey Jones, coming to help me count down. I got some Valentine gift ideas. If you haven't done so, oh well. There's no way for you to do it now because it's tomorrow. There's a storm out there. If the roads are bad, I don't know. I don't know how you're going to get it done, but this is what you could have done. Anyway, I'm not anti-Valentine's Day. Believe me, I'm not. Some silk meet in my bedroom. Aaliyah, come over. That's how you start it off. Listen, there's a meeting, and I need you to come over. Y'all know y'all going to get that call in a couple of hours. Right after that midnight bell strike, y'all going to get a text message. Your phone going to go off. People you ain't speak to in like 12 months is just going to pop up. Hey, how you doing? Remember me? What? I'm just saying. Side chicks, side dudes, everybody coming out the woodwork tonight, starting at 12:01. Just letting y'all know. That's just, you know, how it's going down. It's Valentine's Day. Duh. Your Facebook feed, folks, I've told y'all, we've discussed this before. That same dude that been sending you thousands of messages, hey, baby, hey, boo, and y'all been talking for the last 11 months to each other, just sending dick pics and pussy pics and titty pics back and forth, and, you know, you just talking to him, oh, he seems so nice, he talking to you, oh, baby, da-da-da, you the only one for me, you're going to get a whole new awakening call tomorrow morning when you wake up and look on your newsfeed, because the first posting he going to have up there is, I want to give a happy Valentine's Day to my boo. This is our two-year anniversary. Everybody's coming out, man. They tagging everybody like, yo, boo, wait a minute. We've been talking for 11 months. You ain't say you had a boo. It's all coming to the worker. I'm just letting y'all know that's how it's going down. Anyway, without further ado, let me stop ranting and rambling and all that other good stuff. Let me go ahead and just bring on my good old friend, Miss Lachey Jones from the Novelty Shop, Novelties, T-E-A-Z-E Shop. Let me, you know, let y'all know that's the way it is spelled. What's going on, Miss Lachey Jones?
Hey, Craig.
I'm just trying to make it, yeah, sorry, just the computer's a little
thank
delayed.
Thank you, welcome, so. Hey.
How are we this evening?
I'm good, I'm sorry to hear you getting cussed out on Facebook, but
yes,
I'm good.
Yes, girl, get cussed out. Somebody added me to a group, and like I said, I do a mass posting, and yeah, they hit me back like, do you even participate in this group? You know, fuck your show. You know, they did that. And I responded with, laugh out loud. What's your point?
Yeah.
Fuck you and your group. Is that better? Is that the name of the group? Fuck you and everything about you. That's the name of the group. So he in turn made a posting and called me. I'm going to read it to y'all, too. This big double D neck bitch has the nerve to say fuck our group. Let's welcome this black old walrus in the face bitch to fuck you and everything that comes with you, LaCrush Heart. That's wow. What he wrote. And my response is laugh out loud. So this is it. This is this is the welcome.
Right.
You know, this is what your group is about. This is it. This is what your group is. You know, you upset because of this. This is it. This is, I mean,
he must go to you a northerner. You got a thick skin, girl. He don't know where you from.
Girl, and you would think they would come with something brand new. Like, dude, I didn't just become skinny overnight, so I'm built for this life. You know, like, come on now.
That's what's up.
You let them tell it. And it'd be different if niggas were like Tyrese. I wouldn't feel no type of way. I really wouldn't.
Right.
But I'm not even going to go there. Let's move on. Let's digress on that.
Okay.
Let's digress on that. People with their fake accounts, fake profile pics. Anyway, you know, so the novelty shop, NOVELTEAZE .shop.com, adult right. toys and much more. I love the slogan, the cheapest thrills around.
Thank okay. you. That's mine.
Yeah, I like that. Huh?
Our prices are affordable, much better than those retail stores. Once you come here, you'll never go back to retail.
Oh. Okay, well, y'all need to hook, y'all need to go ahead and, if y'all haven't gotten something, y'all need to go ahead and try to get something. How about that? And like I said, you know, it could be Valentine's Day all year round. You got to hit it with the foreplay, dude. Tell her, you know, it's the weather, and I just wanted to be focused on you this Valentine's Day. And then next week, you hit it with the gifts and all that.
Definitely. It's not just about one day of the year. It's about ongoing relationship enhancement. That's what I promote, relationship enhancement, couple bonding. It's so much mm-hmm. bigger than just some dildos, you know what I mean? It's deeper than that.
Mhm. Mhm. Oh well, you know. Well, I'm so happy you decided to join us tonight, Miss Lachey. I'm on your site. This is supposed to be your favorite time of the year. Yeah. This is the time of the year where you're supposed to be popping. How are things for you this time of year?
Well. It's okay. It needs to be better, but I'll be honest, I haven't done the promotion and the marketing that I've needed to. I tried to handle it all on my own, and I've recently collaborated. You helped me out with some things, and mm-hmm. I realized I can do it all by myself because, you know, I'm a lot more on one end, you know, the business and the ordering and keeping my stock and things like that, but I might not be so good at marketing and promotion, so I can't wear every hat. So
right.
I think that had a lot to do with not getting the sales that I wanted to see, but I'm starting to be more visible. People are starting to know more about who I am, novelty shop. And so I'm making a little noise, so by next year it's going to be a whole lot better, you know, but
right.
let me start right now.
That's always a good thing. As long as you're seeing some improvement
yeah.
in what you're doing, you know. Like, you know, my theme for this year is quit slacking and make it happen. That's the theme for this year.
That's
so as long as you recognize the error and you're working towards perfecting it and, you know, improving it, then you're on the right track in my book.
Definitely. I see that. Like I said, it's just so important that people be honest with themselves and, mm-hmm. you know, understand it's bigger than toys. I see people bonding over right. playing those love board games, the kind of things that let you, you know, let go of what's in you that you was probably scared to talk about. But when you kind of do it through a game, you know, you're testing the waters and you see that it's okay. Your partner was thinking stuff like that too, you know. And then you feel more safe that I can let these things out. I mean,
right.
it's got hard to live, like, trying to hide who you are. You know, married men that want to go and have a chick on the side because she'll let him do what the wife won't, or he's scared to ask the wife. You know what I mean? We got to be honest when it comes to intimacy with our partners. We got to be honest and just listen. Give them a chance to see if they're willing to meet our sexual needs, our intimate needs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I believe.
Well, listen, I'm with you on that. I'm really with you on that. Honesty is the best policy, as they say. Well, okay, so you got Facebook.com/novelty. That's where I first heard about you. Now you got your own little website up and popping. Once again, NOVELTEAZE, shop.com is where y'all need to go. Click on shop now and, you know, check out the little list that we're about to go through. The cheapest thrills around. You have cheap thrills number one, the Taster gift bag. I like the name, you know, instead of Taster, it's Taster. I like the name. I'm just going to let y'all know. The gift bags, I'm all about gift bags and gift baskets and gift sets because you can basically customize it to fit your own flavor. you know. So, you know, you guys out there, same-sex couples out there, you know, it don't have to be the taste her. It could be the taste him. It could be taste us.
That's right.
You know, I, my mind is this. You know, Valentine's Day starts at 12:01. You head off to work. Y'all kiss each other. Y'all head off to work. Can't wait to see you tonight. You know, because after y'all do what y'all do right now, y'all going to get up, go to work, and you're going to keep texting her just random stuff. Hey, boo, I'm thinking about you. Think about that clip. Blah, blah, blah. You know, you're just texting her because those things right there, like, it's all part of foreplay.
Exactly, and that's important because for the women, it starts in the mind, and you do that foreplay on us all day long with your mental thing. By the nighttime, when we get you, it's on, definitely.
It's popping. It's on and popping. Like, y'all going to eat dinner afterwards. So, like, listen, people, I hope y'all got y'all notebooks out, y'all notepads, y'all pen. I hope y'all got notepad up on y'all computer, y'all laptop, y'all cell phone. Get the messaging memo up, all that, because we're giving you some good tips here. Now, listen, you've been sending her text messages maybe once every hour. You send her a message, ooh, I got you in my mind, ooh, I'm going to tear that ass up, ooh, you're going to get it tonight, you know, send her email, hit up on her Facebook inbox, you know, every time you get 10 seconds, type something, I love you, I'm thinking about you, all that good stuff, because she's going to get, first of all, she's going to be tired of you. That's what it is. She's going to be tired of you. She's going to be like, oh, that's cute. Then by 12 o'clock, she's going to be tired of you. Oh, boy. Oh, here he go texting me again. But guess what? She's going to have a big Kool-Aid smile on her face as she say this. Am I wrong? I think that's what's going to happen. She got a big, oh, boy, he keeps texting me. You're going to tell all girl, oh, boy, now he went texting me all out of control. Oh, boy. Look, girl, look, girl. You know that's what's going to happen, right, Shay? That's what's going to happen. Look, girl.
Yeah.
Look.
Well, don't discourage him.
Right, don't discourage him, girl. Ladies, you know what? Take it with a grain of salt. If the one day he wants to feel like he's doing something special, then go ahead and let him feel that way. Okay, so now, as you texted her, you run around. You should have done this a long time ago, but you're running around to get this bag together. Now, Lachey, we have... I don't even think they come in my size, but I got the alternative to that. But the first thing you have on your list is the gummy crotchless panties. And I'm gonna read what you have next to it. How many licks does it take to get to her sweet spot? Turn her into a tasty treat with these yummy edible gummy undies. Right. That's what you have. Gummy crotchless panties. Let's show you. Did you come up with that?
The crotchless is one of my personal faves. I haven't had the gummy ones, I'm not gonna lie, but the crotchless itself, I mean, spring, summertime under that skirt, definitely. You know what I mean? Get good breeze, pulling off sexy, don't nobody know but me and whoever gets lucky enough to see. So yeah, I'm definitely a fan of the crotchless, and I just, it's a turn on. When they realize that, girl, it's just woo. Want to have you a pair of crotchless, if not a whole line of them, definitely, ladies. Got to get those crotchless.
Crotchless panties. I'm not even going to go there. But what I am going to say is this. I have my alternative. You know, guys, you know your ladies out there. You know some of the stuff they make are not all size fits. Or let's be honest with ourselves. So, what you want to do.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
What you want to do, guys, is hit up the local supermarket. You know where I'm going with this? Go down the aisle, find you some fruit roll-up. And you're going to customize her some edible undies. Come on, that is, first of all, it's a treat because she's going to know why there's a big old plastic Kifu bag sitting next to the bed with like 10 boxes of Fruit Roll-Up. What you about to do with that? Don't worry. Just lay down. I got you. Just lay down. Don't worry. Come on, yeah. Lick and stick it. You know, lick and stick it. And what she going to do? She's going to be turning all beet red, laughing, keying, talking about you so crazy. Yeah. What do you think about that, Lachey?
Well, there's so many thoughts I got going on. First, I was saying, had you heard that song, the song that says you got to lick it before you stick it? I promise you, I'm just hearing that. Apparently, it's the old song, and I heard it at a party recently. Definitely, that's funny. And when you talk about size, I don't know if that particular item comes in plus size, but there are plenty of C items on that site for plus size, so don't get that twisted. We do cater to everybody, so just know that.
I'm just saying it's an alternative. It's an alternative. This is the fun thing about a gift basket. Right now, I see we got some calls on the line. Let's go ahead to the 336, the Carolinas. What's going on, Carolina?
Hey.
Hey, Antoinette. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What you think, Antoinette? What you think about my fruit roll-up idea?
It sounds good. I love it.
Yeah,
I'm trying to invest in some things myself, kind of like the bullet kind of thing. You had something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Bullet. Yeah, that's pretty popular.
My bad. I'm not even a tour owner. Oh, yeah. Sure, go ahead. My bad. I'm not even a tour owner. Here I go yelling. Go, yes. Go ahead. My bad.
There's different sleeves too as well. Like you have sleeves with the little ridges, or you can have a smooth sleeve depending on what you like to feel. You familiar with a sleeve that goes over the bullet? So, you know,
I don't know. I've never heard of that one.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to just put it in there, that old silver cold thing. No, there's sleeves, and it has, you know, ridges of kinds of different feels to it depending on what you like. So it can have sticky things, not hard, but, you know. You got to go on the site, definitely. So look for bullet sleeves in the search button, bullet sleeves, and you'll find. Yeah, and they're pretty cheap. I mean, like a few dollars, literally.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But how do you spell the novelties again?
NOVELTEAZE shop, shop.com.
Novelty shop.
And like us on Facebook, people. I mean, like her on Facebook, like us. Like her on Facebook, people.
Okay. NOVELTEAZ. Shop.com. Okay.
Okay, so we're in this taste her bag. People, I'm not going to go through the whole list, but I need to go ahead and touch on this. I've seen this particular item around. I've never had the pleasure of using it. Or being, have it been used on me, but I've seen this particular item around, and I'm just so ready to purchase like 12 and hand them out to the Full Face Radio listeners. It's called the Tongue Joy.
It literally turns
your tongue into a personal massager, and it'll double your efforts. It's a mini vibrator, and no piercing is needed. It's just like a little ring. You stick your tongue in it, and the vibrator rests on your tongue, and you get to work. And she's shivering, shaking, and climbing the walls.
No.
Lachey, have you had the opportunity with this particular item?
Not personally with that item, but you do make me think of a story where the guy is using his tongue on the girl. He's in a 69 position. He's using his tongue, but he has this vibrator. It's called the Stubby Nubby. Look that up, Stubby Nubby. And he's using that in her, presses against the clit, going in and out while he's using his own tongue. And when I tell you, she said that was explosive.
I just can't imagine.
You can definitely use it in conjunction with, you know, the real thing, definitely.
Right. Don't use it by itself. I mean, you can use it by itself, but yeah. I mean, you know, it's just a gift bag, folks. You can get a gift bag and you can throw your whipped cream in there, your chocolate syrup in there. You know what she like, and, you know, be a little experimental. You know, that's always a plus. I'm not saying going out there and get a butt plug, but... Well, not yet. Not yet.
And they have small ones to start out for, you know, the timid. It's small, and you gradually increase in size, definitely. So, beginner butt plugs, anal plugs. Don't knock it to try it.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I hear.
So, we're going to take a quick break and come back because, you know, this is Crushing After Dark. We got Miss Lashay Jones, the owner of the Novelty Shop, noveltyshop.com. We also have Miss Antoinette Hayes, the owner of Serenity Sweet Skincare. And we're going to talk more about that. And we're just awesome. I said shout out to the 202, the 646, and everybody that's tuned in. I'm getting a lot of messages from that group. But anyway. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back.
Okay.
The way our weapons we've reached the climax. We're together, now we're undone. We'll commit, so we choose to run away. Feet off the ground, love is the ground that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're it wasn't enough. You get upset. We argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. So why do I care? I care at all.
Welcome back to Crushing After Dark. I am Miss La Crush Hearts, 805-830-8320. Right now we're going over our Valentine's Day gift ideas with the owner and creator of the Novelty Shop Adult Toy Store online. You can visit her website at noveltiesshop.com. That's shop.com. Lachey, are you here with me, ma'am?
I'm still here, girl.
You're still here, okay. We left off talking about the tongue joy. Now I'm looking at your cheek thrill number two.
Mm-hmm.
The horny honey vibe panties.
Ooh.
Sorry. The what?
Exactly. It's called the horny honey vibe panties. Now, you
okay.
want to tell us more about this particular item?
That is vibrating panties. The vibrating panties is a new item, and it's on my wish list. I'm going to get it soon. And it has a little light vibrator in the pocket of the panty, so you can put it in, go about your day. No one knows but you, and I do think you'll always have a good day. I mean, can you imagine no matter what somebody's saying to you, traffic, the boss getting in there, you're like, whatever, I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm so into it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be wild. That'd be wild.
Yeah. I believe it has a remote control to it.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how I feel being out in public with this thing going. I don't know. My heart won't let me do it. I don't know. Listen, when I'm done, I pass out. Literally. If I've done it right, I'm going to sleep. No, there's no ifs, ands about it. That's how I burned out my last toy. Rest in peace to my man, Javon. I burnt it out.
Well, I don't know if you have the speed. Yeah, you got to keep it on low speed for you so you don't pass out. Just enough to give you a thrill throughout the day, you know? So,
I'm going to be mad because I'm going to go in the bathroom.
How long does it stay on?
Again, you have a remote to it, so you have the ability to zap yourself when you feel like you need it. You know, like that 5-hour energy? I mean, that's think of it a long time. You know, compared to that. Whatever gets you to your day. Yeah, don't knock it. Yeah. So,
wow. We
also have vibrating Benoit balls. While we were on the subject of vibrating, you girls familiar with Benoit balls? That's for the Kegel exercise.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, we have vibrating Benoit balls. So whichever one you want to try, the panty or the Benoit balls. Benoit is even more private. It's just all the way up in you, and you just, you know, try to keep them in there when you walk throughout your day, you know. That's the practice, you know. And
That'll help you practice. Keep it tight,
Yes.
Oh.
The things to you.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Let's hope it doesn't fall out or nothing.
What the hell?
You put it on the road, test it at home first and see how you do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Sit up there whispering at her. We walking by her, right? You try to kick it. Like, oh, shit.
Fell out on the floor. It's like, what's that?
And you're like, what's that? And you're like, oh, hell. Mm-mm, that is not right. Only you would think of that. Jeez.
What else y'all have? What else you got on that list?
Oh, girl, you got so much stuff on that list. Okay, we got cheap thrill number three. And this is where we said, wait, before we scroll down, don't knock it until you give it a try. If you're a beginner, one thing to know, these things come in all shapes and sizes. This is a fetish fantasy butt plug for beginners.
Oh, right, absolutely. Yeah. They're, you know, some are soft, some are harder than others, you know, more pliable. They have the fleshy tone. It's just, and again, big, small, to get you used to it if you're a beginner. I definitely say use a lot of lubrication on it. And don't be afraid of it. you're in control, so don't be afraid of it. You know what I mean? It can only go as far as you let it. You know what I mean? So it's okay.
I used lube for the first time during sex the other day. And, like, you actually use it during sex. And it felt like I was being, my insides were being massaged. I was in love.
Yeah.
I was in love. I'm not even going to lie to you. I was in love. I was like, that's what I needed. I was good. Look, he got breakfast in bed. He got
a roast. Oh, wow.
That's why people do it.
I was in love, girl. You don't understand. I was feeling every stroke. He was moving his hips. He was rocking and rolling. I'm like, yes, thank you.
All right, now.
And my bed is right underneath the window, so, you know, I got the curtain pulled back. I'm making all types of sounds so somebody can look at the window and I can give them a thumbs up. It's just that serious.
Oh,
you want your neighbor to look by, what the hell? And you just give them thumbs up. Yeah. Like, you know what? That's just me. I know I'm just crazy. I have done it, though. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I have done it. Right now, I see we got another caller. From the 202, this awesome indie artist who's playing with my emotions right now, talking about his Gone Forever tour, Mr. Larry Edwards. Mr. Larry, how are you
tonight?
Doing? I'm
well. I'm fine. I'm just listening to all the freaky talk. And you know, it might make me stick around a little bit. I don't know.
Well, we always need another male perspective.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about what we were talking about so far? Would you try any of the cheap thrills that we spoke about?
Or have you tried any of the cheap thrills we spoke about? Yeah, got me there. You know, it sounds like something interesting. Sounds like something really.
I need to know your opinion on the gummy crotchless panties and my idea of getting the boxes of fruit roll ups and just sticking it on there. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm gonna tell you in the words of Shaggy, Mr. Boombastic. That's all I got to say.
Maybe you're more of a massage oil kind of person. We have the massage oil that heats up. You know, we got edible kind of gel stuff called like nipple nibblers, come in different flavors. It tingles.
You know, tickle your collarbone
with that nipple nibbler. That's very interesting. Wow. Nipple nibbler, huh?
Yeah, look, that's
cool.
His earlobe. His ear just started tingling when you said that.
Yeah, on the novelty's book, it's the profile picture, the little nipple nibbler's jar.
Okay. Check it out.
Okay, so let's go to cheap thrills number four. Okay, we got the fantasy butt plug. Okay, cheap thrills number four. It says, nothing says, honey, I love you, and I love my penis too. Present her with a gift that she sure to love. The clone of Willie dildo. Okay.
Ain't nothing like the real thing.
Clone.
I know.
You're right. Ain't nothing like the real thing. But while you at work.
I got a question. Uh-huh. If you got a dildo or whatever you call it, right, and it's getting really, really good to you, okay, what if the battery run out
to me before. That's happened to me before.
That's why I use
backup batteries. Have backup batteries. That's so frustrating, and I'm telling you, you don't want to see that face. I'm telling you, that is not a good thing to have.
You might as well just get the real thing. Stop bullshit.
I gotta wait for that. You know, you're not giving it to me when I want it. I gotta wait for it.
You're not there. You're hurt.
Y'all don't live together. You gotta wait for that to happen.
Right.
You don't want to just do it with anybody. Hey, Max.
Right. Hi. Just a whole me. Not to replace you, boo. Just a whole me and Phil. That's all it's for.
Well, as a matter of fact, it's to help both of us. Because, you know, maybe your back hurt. Maybe you got a headache, but you don't want to get up. Maybe I just want to sit up there and have you sit your hands and watch me. Like, you just
do
sit
that.
Right there on your hands and you just watch me. I got you. And now they got the dildo where you can actually insert a bullet, a vibrator bullet, and turn into an actual vibrator as well, vibrating dildo. But I'm so interested in the suction cup because in my mind, I'm like, I'm fucking a wolf. Like, that's the only reason why I want it, so I can make a video of me fucking a wall. Like, fuck you, I got my wall. Like,
oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard of that.
I know.
Hey,
little suction cup, and, you know, it sucks up on a. I don't want to do it on the toilet. I don't know. That just seems like too much work. But I can go doggy style on the front door. Like, just stick it in. Just. Stick it in. It's
oh
work.
My gosh.
I work for it all. And I wouldn't make a video. Look, y'all know I'll put it on the website. I will sell it or put for sale in my store for like $12. Like, watch me fuck the wall. Look, I'm just, it's going to be a series. Watch me fuck the toilet. Watch me fuck the tub. Watch me.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Chris.
Huh?
I got something I want to dedicate to all the ladies for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. You got the floor.
Yeah, I'm talking about vibrators and all this stuff, so I figured out, you know. Mm-hmm. You talking about the wall.
All right.
I'm also a poet, so I figured I'd take Dr. King's I Had a Dream and turn it into an erotic poem called I Had a Wet Dream. Y'all ready?
Floor is all yours.
Hello? All right. I had a wet dream that one day you and I are going to drink some alcoholic lemonade, get laid and make love till the sun is made and we rest again and another day is made. I had a wet dream that your thighs are up on my shoulders, pumping in the insides to the point you were coming hard till the levees broke and your juices are flowing like boulders. And we're laying beside each other, counting each other's sheep and waking each other up and fucking each other back to sleep. I had a wet dream that you and I are making babies from each stroke, up and down and all around. I want to stimulate your body to the point of your mind being on Mars, Jupiter, and Venus. And I bring you back down to Earth where you're blooming like a lily in the valley because of my penis. I had a wet dream that I see both of our bodies intertwining like an eclipse. As I take control of your top and bottom lips and take my rod and staff and reign superb as I dip into those curves. My eyes have seen the glory of the beauty of your orgasmic eruption. And I want to make sure that all orgasms are created equal. And I have us coming together forever recreating a sequel. We're going to make sure that we have our 69th Amendment rights and have the freedom to be as freaky as we were created to be. I had a wet dream that all our sensual pleasures were made to be self-evident, that our lovemaking will remain prevalent, and our endless session will lead us both to ecstasy's promised land, and I will get there with you. With my heart and your heart, your hands and my hands, your arms and my arms, your lips and my lips, and my sword in your womb, we'll be able to join forces together and hum that healing sensation. Free at last, Hercules, Hercules, thank you please for that release. We're both free at last. That's it.
Okay.
What you doing on Valentine's Day?
What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing?
I need a cigarette.
That was really nice. I like that.
Was it sweet?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Laurie. And you know what, ladies? I'm going to tell on him right now. This is the young man that came to my show last night to make his big announcement that after his little mixtape drop, he's quitting the business. So this is, and I'm like, you have so much talent and so many different avenues that you can go on. I really don't want to see him go or give up on what he, you know, he does best. But I digress on that. Anyway, thank you so much. That was a very awesome piece, as always. If you just tuned in, this is Crushing After Dark. We have Mr. Laurie, R&B singer, poet, spoken word artist, all that good stuff. We also have Antoinette Hayes, Serenity Sweet Skincare. We also have Jay. We have Lachey Jones, the owner of the novelty shop, adult toy store, and we're actually going down her gift ideas. She has about 7 of them. We're at number 5, but what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more with everybody, find out, you know, some ideas for Valentine's Day. We're going to be right back.
Okay.
Convict. And you know we up front. I see you whining and grinding up on that pole. I know you see me looking at you, and you already know I wanna fuck you. You already know I wanna fuck you. You already know.
Money in the air as mofail. Grab you by your coattail, take it to the motel. Wholesale, don't tell, won't tell. Baby say I don't talk dog, but she told on me, oh well. Take a picture with me, what the flick gon' do? Baby stick to me, and I'ma stick on you. If you pick me, then I'ma pick on you. D-go double G and I'm here to put this dick on you. I'm stuck on pussy and yours is right. Rip riding the poles and them doors is tight. And I'ma get me a shot for the end of the night. Cause pussy is pussy and baby I'm pussy for life.
Grinding up on that pole, I know you see me looking at you, and you already know I wanna fuck you. You already know I wanna fuck you. You already know.
Shorty, I can see you ain't lonely. Handful of niggas and they all got cheese. So you're looking at me now, what it's gonna be? Just another tease, far as I can see. Tryna get you up out this club. If it means spinning a couple dubs, throwing about 30 stacks in the back, make it rain like that, cause I'm far from a scrub. You know my pedigree, ex-dealer used to move fair to me. Girl, I spend money like it don't mean nothing, and besides I got a thing for you. I see you whining and grinding up on that pole.
Pressing. I'm sitting in the back in the smoker section. Bird's eye, I got a clear view. You can't see me, but I can see you. It's cool, we jet, the mood is set. Your pussy is wet, you're rubbing your back and touching your neck. Your body is moving, you're humping and jumping. Your titties is bouncing, you're smiling and grinning and looking at me.
Girl, and while you're looking at me, I'm ready to hit the caddy right up on the patio. Move the patty to the caddy. Baby, you got a fatty, the type I like to marry. Wanting to just give you everything in the sun of carry. Cause I'm loving the way you shake your ass. Bouncing got me tipping my glass. Normally don't get caught up the fast, but I got a thing for you. I see you whining and grinding up on that pole.
I see you whining and grinding up on that pole.
businesses fail before they are started, from the lack of resources or something as simple as not having a plan. We at Dreams Woven Support Network are here to guide you and help you sharpen your vision as you move forward in business. The time is now for you to create the life you want and to leave a legacy that your family can be proud of. To discover just how $8.97 a month will be the best investment you make for your business, we invite you to listen to a free call at www.dreamswovensupportnetwork.org.
Welcome back to Crushing Out the Dark. I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts, and we're having a good time on this Valentine Eve. Right now, I have the owner of the novelty shop, Adult Toy Store Online, Miss Lachey Jones. How you doing, ma'am?
Hey.
Hey. And before we get to our other callers, let's just recap so far of what we have talked about. We talked about Cheap Thrill number one, the Taste Her gift bag. You can easily customize it with any items you will, if you wish. We suggest the gummy crotchless panty. Yes, and also we talked about the Tongue Joy mini personal vibrator that's made for the tongue. Cheap Thrill number two was the Horny Honey Vibe panties. That's panties with a vibrator attached to it, with a remote control where you can just go out and about. And it got a little pocket in there and secretly zap yourself. And it's a thong. Like, it comes in, it's a thong. It's not even panties. It's a thong. Like, I don't know. I got different types, G-strings, panties, thongs. Is that the case?
Yeah, yes, I forgot that one is a thong, so you know,
okay.
You don't need it for the back part because it's up in that front area. That's where it'll be held in a little pocket up there.
Listen, ladies, if you're a bigger girl, you know, some of them already come with a little pocket. I've seen them. I got a pair, but you can always just go ahead and buy the bullet and. You better get you some thread and needle. I'm just saying. Some extra fabric, some thread and some needles. We're going to make this work. We're going to.
What's not a real thing? Cheap. Just try it out. Everybody go.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry, people. I'm having technical difficulties over here. You keep getting knocked off, it seems. But I'm here. Can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay. I keep getting knocked off my call. And for some reason. No, that's sorry about that. Okay. So we're talking about Cheap Thrills with Lachey Jones of the Novelty Shop, and we got to Cheap Thrill number three, the Fetish Fantasy Butt Plug.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay, we got the
Fantasy Fetish Butt Plug.
For beginners. We got that.
They come all different sizes, right? Don't be shy. Don't be scared. You don't even have to do the full insertion, right? You just tickle it. Tickle the rim.
Exactly.
You don't have to. Right.
Yeah, ease into it. Yeah.
Right. Just start it off a little bit here and a little bit there. And next thing you know, I'm telling you, ladies, if you're doing it right, you're going to want something a little extra. I'm just saying. It's just a gut feeling that you'll have, and that can be that little extra. You know, like I said, don't have to be the whole thing. Just be a tip. And before we went on break, the last thing we talked about was the Clona Willy dildo. It's a kit that comes with all the supplies to let you clone his willy and turn it into a dildo. And a particular kit that we have right here is glow in the dark.
Yes.
The glow in the dark kit. I mean, they come in different flavors, colors, rubber types, and all that. And they have one that's glow in the dark.
And I think that this might be a good couple fun event. You know what I mean? You get him to participate and be excited about it, and you cloning him. I think that's a good bonding moment, you know what I mean, for a couple. And you don't necessarily have to use it. It can just be something to always be there with you when he's not near. You know what I mean? But if you do decide to use it, probably want to go ahead and put a condom on it because I don't know what that material is exactly. I want you to get irritated. So go ahead and cover that with a condom if you do use it.
Oh, okay. That's always a good thing. We still have Miss Antoinette from Serenity Suite Skincare. Tell us about your company a little bit, Antoinette.
Well, my company, I'm an esthetician, which is a skincare specialist. And what I do is I do facials, waxing, threading. I do natural eyelashes, and I make skincare products. So that's what I do here in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay, well, I'm in Charlotte. If I ever get a chance to get out that way, I'd love to be able to look you up. How do I find you?
You can give me a call at 336-404-0394. And my website is www.serenitysuites, spelled S-U-I-T-E, skincare.com.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what we are all about here, Phone Fantasy Radio, showing that support. You know, we're loving it. We're definitely loving it. Definitely loving it. So, ladies, it's Valentine's Day. You know you want to get pretty. You know, you got to go get your hair done, your nails done, you got to get your eyebrows arched, and you know you want to put on your little lashes because you want to get your little porn star on tonight, so don't even try to front. You know you want that porn star experience, I'm just saying. Just a little porn star experience, ladies, don't even act like that. And I didn't even know that they come in different materials, like mink, fur, and all that.
They come in a lot of different nanos.
Fox and rabbit, listen.
They do come in fox, and they do come in real fox, and they come in real mink. But they also come in faux silk and faux mink, because, you know, I don't want to the PETA people, animal rights people, coming and picketing. So it is different, you know, foam ink and faux silk. So it is, you know, they do come in that, real mink and real fox.
Now, you said you do the threading to the eyebrows?
Uh-huh, yeah, I thread the whole face, yeah. So I've been doing that almost 5 years.
Okay, I've never tried that one. I still do that, what you call it, waxing and straight razor kind of thing. So
come on down and try it. Well, you know, and come smell
while
my body burns.
I said, y'all in the same state, right? North Carolina?
So, you know, my body butters are online. If you wanted to go ahead and try those out, they come in vanilla, pomegranate, lavender, and cucumber. They smell really good. They're nice and soft for the skin. They're oil-based, so they're really good for dry skin.
I need some.
I'm sitting up here looking like an alligator. Especially because of the bad weather. I know we've got some bad weather. I know Charlotte's got some, had some rough weather, too, and New York's been having good, bad weather, so all of us are slammed, right?
Definitely. East Coast got it, definitely.
But, you know, the best part is that y'all go into a state of emergency. We, this ain't no emergency to us. this is life. Like, this is life. we done got lazy for the last couple of years because we've been having nice winters. Now this is, you know, this is what winter's supposed to be. We don't know what to do with our
winter. Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah. I got Mr. Net about the skincare. How about, like, foot skincare for the men, especially with the rough skin on the feet? Anything you can do for that? Particularly this Valentine's, you want to make it romantic. Anything
Ooh,
for that
mm-hmm.
idea?
Great question.
I'm coming up. I'm thinking about a product that I was thinking about that out there today. It's gonna have something to do with pumice and peppermint oil, but I don't have it yet. I mean, you can use the one product I have already that's out there. You can already use, but I have this thing in my mind to make. It's this, and it's gonna have something like a pumice bar. And it's just going to be just really nice.
Okay.
Made with peppermint oil, too, so it's going to be really nice.
Okay. Sounds good.
That'll sound mm-hmm. good. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
What other peppermint? Talking about licking my toes. If you don't get that out of my face. All right, let's finish getting through our list here. I mean, oh, my goodness, we're only at number 5. We still got some more to go. Okay. Novelty shop, love the gift baskets, because now we had another gift set called the Love Candy Collection.
Uh-huh.
It's a kit of romance-enhancing products that take your sensual life to the next level. Mm-hmm. This kit includes a pack of rose petals, a little freaky dice, room and linen freshener, some bath
mm-hmm.
essence, a bath
uh-huh.
foam, some sensual massage oil,
mm-hmm.
some lickable body drizzle. I just like it for that. It comes with one-ounce Sweet Crush aphrodisiac-infused lickable body drizzle. I like that.
That sounds good.
It has a massager, and it has body lotion.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm liking number 5. I don't know. I like this Love Candy Collection. It's a little bit of everything. You know, y'all can sit in a tub, rub on each other's backs. You know, you got your usual stuff on the side as well. You know, you can blindfold her with a nice little satin sash, and do it that way, and start licking and massaging at the same time. Oh Lord, let me stop thinking.
Mm-hmm. All night long. Yeah.
I'm going in.
Yeah.
What you said, Lachey?
Couple stuff. Have fun together. I like that. You know.
Mhm. Mhm. I like that. Nice. That is nice. We also have my favorite, Cheap Thrill number 6, Private Dancers Wanted, the Me Pole Professional Dance Pole.
Oh, okay.
Portable dance pole kit.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of fun, workout, make you feel sexy at the same time. You can go to
mm-hmm.
Taylor's, get some cheap heels. Once you buy this pole, it can hold up to 250 pounds. But listen, I'm not even going to try to jump and swing on that. You know, that's just there for decoration. I could do everything else. That's just there for decoration. When I drop down, I need some assistance getting back up. So that's what that's there for.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, would y'all put a dance pole in y'all bedroom? Be honest.
I know a lot of women.
I would.
I personally don't care for it, but a lot of women are into that. Now, I want to do this for my man, and that's a big thing going on right now. So,
yeah. What is it called?
The pole is a big thing that women want to do that for their men these days. You know, I've been hearing so much about that. So I made sure I let them know that we have it.
Yeah. And they come in different types of kits, also materials as well. They have the hard kind, they have the hard plastic kind, they have the metal kind, and it's like a spring. If y'all know what those springs are for, you've seen them sometimes, and you just put it up, you know, depending on the size of your ceiling, and it's supposed
mm-hmm.
to just hold in place there. but I'm not about that life, so.
No, and that's not for everybody, girl.
That's all right.
Okay. It'll just be there for decoration.
Mm-hmm. Sexy just because it's there.
Yeah, it'll be there for decoration. I do everything else. I don't know. I got this thing. Like, I want to stop now. I don't know. Okay, so the last thrill, well, not the last thrill, but cheap thrill number 7. You know, we're all about gift sets and stuff like that. But what about these sex coupon books? The sexy coupon books where
Yeah, we use those at the parties. We give them out at the parties. I mean, it's just a coupon to say something like blowjob or, you know, just anything sexual like that. And people could be mad at you, and you go and get your coupon out, and you go ahead and present it, and they got to honor it, because, hey, when they gave it to you, they never know when you're going to bring it up, and they got to honor it. So, yeah, whatever it says to do, that person has to do. It's just a lot of
like, present this coupon. We'll do it wherever we might get caught in or present this coupon for one free sensual titty massage. I don't know.
Exactly.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's just awesome. That is just awesome. You know, we're gonna freestyle for a bit. Those are cheap deals that you can find, just some of the ideas that you can find on NovelTeaShop.com. That's NovelTeaShop. .com. Instead of an S, it's spelled with a Z, folks. NovelTeaShop.com. Click on the shop now or order now and just explore. You know, think about it. I like to sit down and think about how I'm going to do this day, you know, from the beginning to end. Okay, 12:01, you're going to text them, happy Valentine's Day, boo. You know, 2:05, I'm just thinking about you. I'm laying here touching myself, you know. And so forth. All day long, you're just going to send him little texts and vice versa. Next thing you know, you're going to send him a titty shot. You know, be careful with who you send these text messages to. Let me say that as well. Who you forward these sexy pictures to, because, you know, that's going to be blowing up right now.
Yeah.
Be careful who you mark these pictures and these little mini videos for, because, you know, we don't want to see you on Vine. Do it for the Vine. All right, go do it. Do it for the Vine. I ain't gonna do it.
Yeah.
So that, you know, be careful out there. 805-830-8320. What are your thoughts on Valentine's Day gift ideas or Valentine's Day itself? You know, let's come back and let's just get into the essence of Valentine's Day. What are your plans for Valentine's Day? I want to know. Give us a call. Once again, 805-830-8320. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break. And we're going to come back.
I'm doing this for all my ladies. I know you're thinking, yo, it sounds like a lullaby, right? But this is for you. Get into it.
All over the bed, hands clenched in the sheets, hair wild as hell, I know, the only thing on your mind is sex and me, girl, I can feel your temperature rising, you should feel my nature too, come on, it's gonna be a bumpy
girl,
ride,
you,
what we came to do, too much noise, there's a lot of people that live around here, emotions running high, my hand planted on your thighs, you feel me going up and down and around and around and around, the wind, your sexy body, making love, all over you, you over me, my brain,
how long I can last you. Moaning crazy, girl, keep on calling me. I'll take you to ecstasy, and when I'm done, you'll be fast asleep.
Check right channel. Ah, fuck it. Just play another hit.
Only on phone.
a special announcement from La Crush Hearts.
Hey, are you an independent artist looking for online radio promotion? Well, the new season of the Monday Night Jukebox Musically Inclined on Phone Fantasy Radio has started. And for only $5, we will spotlight you and your band on our segment called the Indie Blast. Receive a 15-minute interview with play of your hottest single. You will also get promotion on our social media profiles about your upcoming feature on our show. For an additional $20, we will create a featured profile of you and your band on our radio website. So place your order today. Visit us online at www.phonefantasyradio.com. Hey folks, welcome back to Crushing After Dark. I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts, and this is so. Visit us online at www.phonefantasyradio.com, and we have all different types of services for you that we offer right here at a low cost of $5. Okay, 805-830-8320. What are your plans for this Valentine's Day? But before we get to that, I got another special announcement that I want to share. Now, starting at 12 o'clock midnight, begins a week of love Valentine's Day giveaway you can enter to win. It's that time of year and romance is everywhere you turn. Well, we're not one to miss out on some much needed love, so Full Fantasy Radio presents a Week of Love Valentine's Day celebration giveaway. Show your love for us and enter to win an official Full Fantasy Radio logo mug. That's right, an awesome mug with our logo on it that says Full Fantasy Radio. And it goes at midnight. The sweepstakes starts at midnight, February 14th, 2014. And it ends next week, February 20th, and the winner announcement will be live right here on the next episode of Crushing After Dark, February 20th, 2014, good grief, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and you can always, as always, call in 805-830-8320 and find out if you won. It's simple. You're going to go to our fan page, www.facebook.com/WRPF Radio. Once you like our fan page, you're going to see right next to the like button or the number count for likes, you're going to see a little box that says enter to win. You click on that box and you enter to win by either liking our fan page, bam, follow us on Twitter, bam, and even sign up for our sign up for our newsletter for the awesome list we like to call our mailing list. You will not be spammed. I very rarely send stuff out, but we know we want to connect with you. We want to show support to you because we know that you're out there supporting us. So basically, sign up for a free mug. I'll ship it off to you and, you know, show us that you love us. Now, I've been pushing for all day since yesterday. Since early this morning, I've been pushing my likes up. And unfortunately, I did not make my mark, so I was really in a dilemma if I was going to make this announcement or not. So right now, we're at 497. So shout out to the people that did support us. And we almost did it. Nana Cozy Ventures on Facebook, he followed through, he posted it, he supported us, he liked us, so shout out to them for doing so, and everybody else has been showing support for us tonight. Go ahead, like our Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio, sign up for our mailing list. The more you sign up and the more you follow us and the more entries you put your name into the pot for chances to win. There we go. So right now, I got my friend over here, Miss Lachey Jones, and we also have Antoinette.
Hi.
Hi, guys. I'm lost in train of thought. How are you, ladies? Are you enjoying the show so far? Are you having a good time?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I am.
All right.
I got
so.
On.
Oh, okay.
Early in the show by the poet.
Okay.
He left us. Like, oh, no, those girls are too much. But, you know, he missed the fact that I was going to say, you know, he also got clone a pussy. But I'm just saying. I digress. Yeah, they also got the clone a pussy. But I don't know if I want to do all that.
So what?
I want my boo to be able to do that like I did his. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to trying that, too. I got so many things on my wish list. Like, these new items come up. Like, I got to get all this stuff for myself.
You got the cheapest thrills around.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Retail stores will be proud of business if you see the site.
Right. So, you know, the bad weather hitting us on the East Coast. It's really messed up a lot of plans. Y'all, do y'all know what y'all
going
to
do for tomorrow?
I'm not doing anything.
No, you don't have a boo internet?
No, I don't. I've been focusing on other things. So
hey,
I haven't had the time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? For you. So love yourself first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, Antoinette.
I love myself. I got other stuff I got to do.
Look, she'd ask you the right way. Do you have a boo thing, Antoinette?
Oh,
boo thing.
A boo thing. Well, yeah.
A little friend on the side every now and then with a little booty call action going on.
kind of, sort of,
Yeah, see, there we go. Different answer for that one. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I got a condo. Yeah, I got one of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
My little boo thing tried to hit me up. But I got this potential boo on the sideline here. Yeah, I'm hollering at him. That my boo thing wanted to hit me up with a text. Hey, how you doing? Then as soon as I mentioned, you know, tomorrow Valentine's Day. Yeah, what you got me? Look, what you got me? Oh, there we go. Here we go. This is all text messaging, but I can just hear it now. Oh, you know, tax season. My check is going to the taxes.
Ooh.
He ain't texting me no more after that, though. I bet you that.
That's
right. He ain't text me no more after that. Oh, she was looking for something. Never mind. Normally, he'd be like, what you doing? No. Nope. Oh, shout out to they got boomerang on there. Sorry.
Well, my boo works third shift, so we're going to have to get ours in during the daytime because he works third shift. So.
Ooh, that's even better. Do you have dogs
we'll
in your bedroom? Do you have dark curtains in your bedroom? I got black curtains in my bedroom.
No, actually, don't like white blinds, vertical blinds. But, yeah, we make it work. That would make it work.
Yeah, I got my black curtains in my room.
I got to do that, black curtains. I got to do that. That sounds nice and sexy.
It can be, but it can be a pain sometimes. It's not every day you want a dark one. Well, yes, I do. Because, you know, I go to sleep during the day. So, yeah, I got to I gotta have the dark up in here, you know, get up under my covers. But I also like the window open, so I'm trying to find a happy medium where I can pull the curtain back and it still be dark.
Oh yeah.
Possible. Well, I have to find me some black vines. Find some black vines. Some black blinds. Yeah, there we go. What do I have planned for the week? I don't know because my boo lives in Jersey and I'm on the other side of the water in New York City. So even though it's a short commute here because of this damn winter storm, there's not even a possibility if he can make it or not, you know.
Oh,
okay. And stuff like that. So, but I do have my awesome laptop that has a webcam. And it got work. Going, you know, I got the Ubu going, and well, that happened to us. You know, we get hot and bothered, just teasing each other. Then when we see each other, oh, that's popping.
Gotta make it do what it do.
Yeah, get it. You know, you just get it a little tease every now and then when it's time, and it's like the first time y'all have. It's like the first time y'all having sex or something like that. Y'all get nervous, and then all of a sudden your body just starts giving away at you. You're like, oh, hell. I'm not going to do this. And you're going to do that. I don't know. I have a thing about pain.
I don't like pain, so he's into, let's try anal. And I'm like, let's not. So.
Valentine's Day,
I'm talking about everybody to step it up a bit. I don't know. Do I have to take my own advice?
If he's gentle and you're relaxed, it can go okay. And I would suggest laying on your side. Don't let him get behind you. Oh, no. But then they're too powerful like that. They're all in control. On your side. That way you still have control.
I believe in lock and twist. You can try to get in if you want to.
Yeah.
Oh, tolerance. We'll be going to the doctor because your shit will be broke off in me. Like,
Yeah, if you're not relaxed, that thing is going to go bad if you're not relaxed. It's not going to go good at all. Trial and error.
No.
And he's very well endowed, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, like well, you know.
Like he had me walking funny the first time. Like, oh, hell no.
Some things you just don't want to let go in there. So if he's like that, tell him, nah, buddy. Sorry.
Exactly.
Can't help you on that.
Yeah.
Like,
we'll get you one of them dolls. I'll watch you do the doll.
Exactly.
By the way, we have dogs.
Right, you have the dog. I see that. I want to see somebody in action with them. I really do. Oh, you know what I want? The ball. The ball
okay.
with the disco that comes out. I want one of those. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a beach ball, but on the top of it. Dildo.
Hey, want to see this on the top of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've heard of those.
Yes. What? Oh, yeah.
Just,
hopefully you'll stay on and don't fall off.
Listen, the whole point, the best part of it is actually try to stay on because you're working those muscles out right there.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But
like,
right,
listen,
so much
that's a great
fun.
Idea, guys. You kill two birds with one stone. That's a great
yep.
idea that I think about it, guys, that you kill two birds with one stone. Go ahead and get her that. She be thinking, you just think she's freaky.
Yes.
And all that, but in turn, you're working out the muscles and, whew.
Right.
No,
yeah. Something to keep you laughing, keep your heart light. Just, you know what I mean? Just have fun. Have fun by yourself, with someone, or in the group, okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're all about, having fun.
I
still
have
yeah.
some machines on here. These little, I guess they're called fucking machines. The little mechanical machine that, you know, they look like science projects. And you like,
Oh, I don't know what that is.
You know,
I've never heard of that.
You can attach a dildo to it, and it can you know, it motor arm that goes in and out for you. Or
oh.
they got the ones that have the lips. They have the lips. They have the tongue, and it's like a little circle. They have tongues, and as it spins, it's supposed to, you know, go against your clit. And then they have the one that's a drill. And when you
drill.
Squeeze it, yeah, so it's actually like a drill, and you attach a dildo to it. And as you press the button, it goes in and out and it spins. You know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's I never heard of.
I'm going to post it on my fan page so y'all can know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm going to post it.
If you
see it, we'll talk more about it next week. Give us a call, 805-830-8320. This is our first episode officially of Crushing After Dark. So thank you, Lachey, and thank you, Jeanette, for being a part
hey,
of
you
our
welcome.
Episode. And thank you to Laurie for coming in and hitting us with that I had a wet dream.
Mm-hmm.
All that was
creative. Exactly. Like, really. Shout out to this fuck you group that's still going hard.
They still saying stuff?
Yeah, they got my picture up there now, girl. They took one of my profile pics and put it up there, and they just making comments underneath it.
You know what? You need to shut
what
that
are
down.
They doing that?
They won't. That's the thing with Facebook. They won't shut it down. See, that's the thing with Facebook. Facebook wants you. They want to have this type of site. Well, anyway, that's another conversation altogether.
But they
won't shut it down. They didn't get like a naked picture of me or something like that. They got a regular picture of me. They never see any harm in it. I've been through this already. You know, Facebook don't never
really?
See no harm in it. Yeah, they don't never see no harm in it. No, they're not doing
but
nothing.
I, trying to get more friends. I get in trouble being told I'm going to get blocked because I click on people I don't know because I'm trying to make friends. And that kind of thing that you're saying, it goes on. Wow. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you have all your Valentine's Day girls. Don't even worry about that foolishness. And y'all enjoy your Valentine's Day. It was good to be on with you.
I will.
Yes, I am going to enjoy my Valentine's Day. Once again, folks, remember at 12 o'clock, so go like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/WRPF Radio. Also, let's give them one more time your links. Ms. Lachey, how can we get some of these awesome ideas we've been talking about all night?
That is NovelteesShop.com. Novelties is NovelteesShop.com. I'm also at Lachey.Jones@gmail.com. And I'm on Facebook, Facebook.com/Novelties.
Awesome. So that's awesome. Now we got our skincare professional, Ms. Antoinette. She got all the skincare for us and things like that. You want to give us your information one more time, please?
Yes, www.SerenitySuite, and suite is spelled SUITE, skincare.com.
Awesome. And I need to get me some butter or jelly or something because I'm like an alligator over here.
Okay. So you have to send me your info so I can send it.
Right.
I'm gonna send you some too. Okay, Shay.
All right, girl. Thank you.
Right.
I need something for my feet. I need to put something on my feet, and then I need to put some socks on.
Yeah,
that
would be good.
Get the herbal jelly. Would that do that? If I,
both the products. Well, the herbal jelly is really good for that. So.
Okay.
Until I make my other product.
All right, we're looking forward to that.
All right, well, y'all both send me your information, though.
Okay, ladies, one last thing. You know, we were talking about how you can please a woman. What are some tips for women to please their guy? Real quick, you know, let's just go down the line real quick. You know, we can give him a foot massage. I don't know if I want to touch their toes, though. It just sounded good because that's just something you brought up, but I don't know if I want to touch those. I don't know if I want to go that far.
I mean, just, you know, you just wash your hands after that. I know some people don't like messing with feet.
I'm going to get
as long as they clean. Men like their feet rubbed, too. So, you know, as long as they're clean and you don't get them some of that stuff from the store if you got to get for the roughness. And, you know, rub on his feet. They like that. I massage mine in his hair. I like to always massage his hair and feet.
Yes.
Falls asleep and everything. Mm-hmm. Just something that simple that says I love my boo, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I like straddling him. I like straddling him from the back. And massaging him there and nibbling at his ear. Very erotic. Very erotic.
She goes, oh, that's nice.
With or without clothes?
Without.
With or without the clothes. All right now.
Okay. I like to, he got a baldy. So I love to rub his head. I'm really into that. Love to rub his head. Love to play with his eyebrows while he lay across my lap. He likes things like that. He likes to
lick his head. Lick his head. Lick his head.
Oh, girl, listen. I do it all. I do it all. I'm like, I love the head. I don't know. I've always been attracted. Like, if you go to the shop and you just got, like, a fresh lineup, it depends on how well you do it. Like, I can be the ugliest dude can look good with a fresh cut on. In my book, really do. It's something about him just coming out the barbershop. His face is all, you know, shaped out with the goatee. If that's what or if it's fresh, the lineup. I just find it so sexy. So, I like to watch him shave his head and things of that nature. I like to watch him take a shower. He's very anal. So it's just, I just like watching him. He's very dark chocolate, so... So, you know, he's watching him, and he's like, well, hold this, you know, I got the handheld shower, so I'm holding a handheld, and he's doing things, I'm just wetting him up, like, ooh, like, okay, enough of that.
Okay, enough of that.
Yeah, enough of that.
Okay, Lachey, are you making dinner?
Tomorrow night? No, we have to eat out on Valentine's Day. Well, bring it in. None of that eating out. None of that cooking, I mean, no. Take a break when I can.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking about the handheld shower thing. Look, that's on my mind now. I need to get one of those.
Oh, my goodness, girl. That handheld shower is awful.
Oh, okay. I discovered that accidentally at someone's house years ago. I discovered accidentally why people are excited by those. I said, I never knew nobody told me. Now I know. Yeah.
I said that, too, when I had to buy it myself.
I was just trying to wash. Yeah, exactly. I didn't know.
And it was getting into all the creases and the crevices. Like, I never had one.
That fresh.
Mm-hmm. I know. I thought
we got
but you know, on your site, your site, I was looking at something. It's waterproof and it comes with a suction cup. I'm just saying.
I was
looking at
your
site and I clicked on their little video they had next to the product. And it comes with a little flexible head. It comes with a attachable suction cup, and it's waterproof. I don't know.
We'll see. Get clean and have that on.
I don't know. Like, let's do it in the shower.
Cover all bases. Not what it covers all bases.
That's what's up. We definitely gotta check out some more stuff at NovelTees.com. I'm still in the search of my magic wand. Now it comes with attachments, and they got different versions of it. So now I don't know if I want attachments yet, though. I don't know if I'm about that.
Yeah.
I don't really.
I got a wand up on the page. Yeah, I put a wand up on the page for you.
Yeah,
on the show.
And I see that it comes with different attachments that go on top of there. So I don't know if I'm about that life yet. It's one thing to have it on the outside. It's another thing when you go deep on the inside. I'm just letting you know.
Hitting notes you never knew you could.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I have to dump my boyfriend talking about my magic wand's my new boyfriend. I don't know. That's what I'm scared of. I don't need you no more, sir. Like.
Yeah, they're so afraid of being replaced. They really are.
Right.
Yeah,
they are. They very much are. They very much are.
And you can't be. As long as you know how you do, then it won't happen.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
We still need you.
Yes, we do.
What you does and how you does it, so you good.
The hugging and the caressing and the warmth, we need that. We need that.
Yes, we need the talking.
Yeah, so it's all good. Well, thank y'all so much once again for tuning in to Crushing After Dark. We'll be back here Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Once again, that number is 805-830-8320. It's the Monday Night Jukebox, Musically Inclined with a Crush Heart. We're going to talk about what you did, what you end up doing this Valentine's Day weekend. And we're going to get into some other things because I have some other topics I want to touch on, especially what's going on in the news lately. Oh, my goodness. There's so much going on in the news. Let's touch on a little bit of that, too. And we're just going to have a good time, as always. So join us back here Monday. Right now, I'm going to end off with playing some music and all that good stuff. And y'all have a very safe and pleasurable Valentine's Day weekend.
Okay.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Together. Special announcement from La Crush Hearts.
Hey, it's La Crush Hearts, executive producer and creator of Phone Fantasy Radio. On air 4 nights a week, I will bring you the best in adult entertainment. Tune in for the Monday Night Jukebox or Musically Inclined. And Tuesdays, it's always thickly packed and full of flavor and the honey sweet. Wednesday nights, be bold. Be brave, with special guest interviews on the Fantasy Limelight. And finally, on Thursday, let's have sexy talk on Crushing After Dark. That's right, join me Monday to Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Listen live by phone at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Visit us online, www.foulfantasyradio.com. What's up? Just wanted to let you know that Phone Fantasy Radio is back on four nights a week, and it's such a some hot tracks to play live on air and our live stream. If you got that fire in hip-hop, R&B, pop, reggae, or spoken word, then send them to us for consideration. Visit us at www.phonefantasyradio.com to learn more about our submission guidelines. And remember,
if it's hot, La Crush Hearts. We'll play it.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.